Live from KQED News, I'm Natalia Navarro. Federal prison officials are pushing back on delays in the transfer of inmates from FCI Dublin to other facilities. That's after they moved to close the East Bay Women's Prison this week in response to years of sexual abuse allegations. KQED's Alex Hall has more.
In a court briefing Tuesday, government attorneys said a federal judge's order requiring updated casework is significantly delaying the transfer of inmates. They also questioned the court's authority to decide when people in the government's custody should be moved. Judge Yvonne Gonzalez-Rogers issued further guidance on the transfers in a sealed order shortly after two closed court hearings were held Wednesday morning. The Bureau of Prisons has said the timing of transfers will not be shared. I'm Alex Hall, KQED News.
San Francisco's El Farolito soccer team ended its dream run in the U.S. Open Cup last night when it lost to the Oakland Roots. KQED's Carlos Cabrera Lomelí has more.
Named after the popular taqueria, El Farolito beat two other big teams in the Cup and had hoped to keep its winning streak going Tuesday night at Cal State East Bay. Early in the game, the team pushed deep into the Roots' territory, letting forward Denbor Benson score an offensive header.
South America now on the attack. It's El Farolito, led by Benson.
But the Roots caught up with a goal from Memo Diaz, and the team stayed tied throughout the second half until rookie Ali Elmasnoe scored for the Roots in overtime. The Roots are now heading to the next round of the U.S. Cup, while El Farolito, this year's Cinderella story, still leads the standings in their regular league. I'm Carlos Cabrera Lomelí, KQED News.
And I'm Natalia Navarro.